From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the country needs to improve anti-corruption measures and address both low-level bribery and high-level graft. In a meeting with his cabinet Tuesday, Putin said the country's law enforcement bodies need to work more effectively to recover assets stolen from government coffers, adding that of the 15.5 billion rubles, or $200 million, that should have been returned. However, only 7.2 million was recovered. The World Health Organization says it suspects a link between the mosquito-borne Zika virus and a rare birth defect that gives babies abnormally small heads, but says so far the evidence is circumstantial. A WHO spokesman said the task is big and it's tried to establish a link between the virus and microcephaly, which involves abnormally small heads in newborns and can affect brain development. He said the UN agency plans a special session Thursday on the virus during a Geneva meeting of its executive board. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrives in Beijing Tuesday. It's the last stop of his Asia trip, with territorial disputes in the South China Sea looming as a likely talking point. Before his visit to China, Kerry made stopovers in Laos and Cambodia. President Barack Obama has adopted reforms to the federal prison system that include banning solitary confinement for juvenile prisoners and limiting when it could be used for adults. In an opinion piece posted late on Monday by the Washington Post, President Obama said there are as many as 100,000 people in solitary confinement in the U.S. and that the practice brings potential devastating, lasting psychological consequences. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say a policeman suspected to have links to the Taliban killed 10 fellow officers Tuesday in central province of Uruzgan. The pre-dawn violence happened at a security post in the Chinarto district. The rogue policeman drugged his colleagues before shooting them dead, according to a spokesman for the provincial governor. He added that an Afghan policeman believed to be the attacker has been missing from the post, along with the vehicle and weapons, as well as other equipment from the slain officers. Authorities in Malaysia say 13 bodies washed ashore on a beach in the southern state of Johor on Tuesday. The district police chief says the victims were comprised of 4 men and 9 women and were among 35 illegal immigrants from Indonesia whose boat capsized during rough weather. A search and rescue mission is underway. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday that Russia has not asked Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down and has not offered him political asylum. His comments at a news conference comes as the United Nations is preparing for a new round of Syrian peace talks it says will begin Friday in Geneva. This is the special UN envoy Stefan de Mistura on Monday announcing that it would get underway.
We are going to aim at proximity talks starting on the 29th and ongoing for 6 months on a staggered chronological proximity approach. That will be the way we try to make it different from the past. This is not Geneva 3. This is leading to what we hope will be a Geneva success story if we are able to push it forward.
Mr. de Mistura said the talks would involve a ceasefire, delivery of humanitarian aid, and an eventual political settlement. Iran's president and Pope Francis have exchanged gifts and wishes for hope and prayers after they met privately at the Vatican. President Hassan Rouhani brought the Pope a red-toned carpet and explained that the rug was handmade in the holy city of Qom. Francis seemed curious as Hassan leafed through a book illustrating Iranian artworks. The European Union police agency Europol warned on Monday that Islamic State and other militants are likely to carry out large-scale attacks in Europe following last year's attacks in Paris. Rob Wainwright is a Europol director.
So-called Islamic State has a willingness and a capability to carry out further attacks in Europe. And of course, all of the national authorities across Europe are working to prevent that from happening. We know that there is a capability.
I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.